Hello, 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 beautiful people. Welcome to the very first episode of my brand new mental health podcast, You Are Loved, You Are Valid. My name is Tori, and I am your host. I'm so excited to get into this. This has been a passion project of mine for quite some time, and I'm so glad I finally get to bring it to your ears. The first episode will be a bit of an introduction episode. I'll talk about what the purpose of this podcast will be for, a little bit about myself, etc., etc. Be sure to subscribe to my channel, follow me on all platforms. I look forward to connecting with all of you. Alright, so let's get started. You are loved. You are valid. Why am I calling this podcast that? Well, simply put, it's because you are. You are so loved and you are so valid. I know that it may not feel that way sometimes, trust me, I know. But I promise you, from the bottom of my heart, you are loved and you are 1,000,000% valid in this world. I mentioned before that this will be a mental health podcast, but it's also going to be centered around spreading love, kindness and positivity to those who may need it. And I know there are so many of us that could definitely use that, especially in today's world. So, what made me decide to do this? Well, I'll explain that to you all in this first episode the best I can. I will go ahead and list some trigger warnings because I will be talking about my experiences. And the reason for that is to let you all know that you're not alone. I know how you feel, and it will get better, even if it doesn't seem like it. So, here is that trigger warning, as I may be touching on some sensitive subjects. So, I am 30 years old, and I've struggled with my mental health since I was 15. When I was 15, I was diagnosed with major depression disorder, chronic anxiety, social anxiety, and PTSD. By the time I was 25, I think, my memory doesn't work the greatest sometimes, I was not diagnosed with BPD, which stands for borderline personality disorder. But I'll get into that in another episode. Actually, I may do a whole episode centered around bringing awareness to BPD, breaking the stigma, and all that stuff. Anyways, a year later, I was diagnosed with thanatophobia, which is a clinical fear of death or the dying process, If you guys want, I'll also do an episode talking about phobias and how crippling they can be, so I'll save that one for another time as well. Alongside all of my mental health conditions, just last year I was given a clinical diagnosis, well, late diagnosis, very late diagnosis, of autism and ADHD, which made so much sense as I've apparently been masking for most of my life. I didn't know why I was different, so getting that diagnosis, even at 29, was kind of liberating. The point of me telling you all this in the first episode is to let you know my unfortunate experience with mental health conditions. I will also go on to say that I am not a medical professional, and I am not fit to give anybody a diagnosis. So if you believe you may be having a difficult time with your mental health, don't hesitate to see a mental health professional for help. It can be difficult to ask for help. Believe me, I know. I've been there so many times, but it's so damn worth it in the long run. I promise you. I promise you that. It's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow sometimes, but it's worth it. The purpose of this podcast, however, is so that others will not feel alone. Like, they have someone who understands what they're going through. And while I may not know any of you or what you're going through, I just want to do my part to help as much as I can and spread awareness, be a voice for those who need it the most, and to share my experiences and hardships with these conditions as well. Because you are loved and you are valid. And yes, that feeling may creep up sometimes that you will not feel loved or valid. And I feel those horrible feelings sometimes. Then when I do, I have to do my best to remind myself that that isn't true. If you followed me long enough, you may know, well, you may already know of my past experiences with bullying. I was bullied throughout elementary, middle, and high school, with high school being the absolute fucking worst torture I've ever experienced in my life, and I'm not just saying that, it was a nightmare. I've dealt with bullying in adulthood as well by customers at jobs I've worked at in the past, coworkers, etc., but it all started when I was a kid. And, you know, it wasn't just your normal teasing, either. I was bullied for how I looked, how I dressed. I was bullied because I found it hard to make eye contact with people while I talked to them, which I come to find out way later on in life, last year when I mentioned it before, that was due to undiagnosed autism. I was also the weird alternative kid who dyed their hair, wore all black, and listened to punk, emo, and metal music. My teeth were big and poked out because my parents simply couldn't afford to get me braces. So that was the biggest part of my bullying, my teeth. I was, in a nutshell, deemed as ugly. I was beaten up a lot. I've had gum thrown in my hair. I've had my hair ripped out, etc., but I'll get into all the specifics in a later episode. For now, I'll just simplify it all to being bad. It was very bad, I'll just say that. It was so bad that I got into drugs, alcohol, self-harm. There was also the time of my first suicide attempt that took me out of school completely, forcing me to be homeschooled for the last years of high school. I have survived two other attempts since then, and while I am still in therapy, still heavily medicated for my issues, I'm thankful to still be alive, and I'm thankfully alive, and I made a promise to myself and to my mom before she died, that I would do everything I can to try to help other people who have struggled in this world with their mental health. I am disabled. I can't drive or work a regular job, but I can still do everything I can to help others and spread love and kindness in the world because while things are bleak, there are good in this world. And, you know, if you can't find good in this world, try to be the good, if that makes sense. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know everything that you're going through, because everyone is different. All of our battles are so different than the other, and everyone processes things so differently. So if you're struggling with whatever that may be, big or small, you are not alone. Actually, quite the contrary, you are never alone. And more importantly, you matter, okay? You matter. It's true. Even if it doesn't seem that way, you do matter so, so much more than you think. Believe me, I know that it's easy to not believe that, you know. And I know how our brains can not be very kind to us, but you do matter in this world, and I want each and every one of you to know that. I mean, I just want you to think somewhere out there, Someone's day was made because of you. Somewhere out there, someone is smiling because of you. Whether we realize it or not, we have impacted people in a positive way. Somewhere out there, you made someone smile when others have probably made them cry. You matter. You belong here. You are so loved, and you are so valid. And you're probably going to hear me probably repeat that and other affirmations a lot in this podcast, but that's only because I truly want you to believe that about yourself, because it is the truth. You are loved. You are valid. And there is good in this world. Like I said before, if you can't find the good, you can always be the good. I know it was short and sweet, but that's all I have for today's episode. It was just kind of an introduction, you know, a little bit about me and my experiences, and just kind of give you a bit of what this podcast is going to be. And I'm sorry if I sounded like I was getting choked up a little bit. I was, but I just want to help people, and I really do hope that this podcast helps people who need it the most. And, I will have a new episode up for you each week, and I will do my best to keep up with it. And this is like a passion project of mine I've been wanting to do for quite some time. It's okay not to be okay, but I just want everyone to know that they do matter in this world. That's like my biggest thing, and that's all I want. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Thank you all so, so, so much for tuning in, and more importantly, thank you so much for existing. If you wish, you can follow me on Twitter at Purgatory Horror. It's a horror page because one of my biggest special interests is horror and art and film and music. But my Instagram is actually xxpurgatoryhorrorxx. My old account I got locked out of is still up, but not active anymore. I will eventually be making a page for this podcast too, if you guys would like to follow that. And I may post like daily affirmations on there and, you know, some positivity stuff. Anyways, I love you all so much. Thank you for existing. And I'll see you next week. You are loved. And you are valid. Never forget it.